Okay, sa umaga pong ito ay mag-aaral po muli tayo ng salita ng Panginoon. Dalhin ko po kayo sa Mateo 22:37. Hallelujah. Patayin muna nga natin aeroplano natin. Pag medyo mainit na. Sira po kasi isa nating aircon. Electrical. Yon. Parang bumapagyo sa labas eh. Hello, hello. Yan. Okay, Matthew 22 and verse 37. Ito po ay isang familiar verse sa atin. Babasahin ko po mula sa talatang 37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Ang background po nito ay merong isang Pariseo, isang scribe na bahagi po ng Pharisaic group na kung saan sila po ay lumapit sa Panginoong Yesus. At magkagayon ay tinalo ng Panginoon sa diskusyon, no, sa argument, kaya nga, ang mga Pariseo at mga Saduceo. Isa sa mga abogado nila, scriba po ang tawag dito, writers and interpreters of scripture. At ang verse po ay nasa verse 34, na kung saan sinabi po ay isang lawyer nga lumapit sa Panginoon na sumusubok sa kanya. At ang verse 36 ay sasabi, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Sa book of Mark po, "Which is the first commandment in the law?" At yun nga po ang sagot ng ating Panginoong Jesus. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with your soul, with all your strength." Sabi po sa Mark naman, "With all your strength." Diyos po lalapit sa iyo ang mga salita, Lord. "You are a feeder, you are a sustainer, you are a nourisher." We pray, O Lord, that you would enlighten us, Lord God, with your word today and bring us, Lord God, your nourishment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus quoted from the commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 5 po, verse 4 rather. Ang sabi po ay, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." This is the beginning of the Jewish prayer which is called the Shema, S-H-E-M-A, Shema. Ito po ay bahagi ng kanilang prayer book. At dito po, unang natututunan ng mga batang paslit, mga Jewish boys, ang prayer. Ito po'y unang pinamememorize sa kanila, pinababasa sa kanila. Ang verse 4 po ay declaration concerning God. Ito ay deklarasyon tungkol sa Panginoong Diyos. The title of our message this morning is "Love God Above All." Mahalin ng Diyos ang higit sa lahat. At ang verse 5 po naman is a command. Ang una ay declaration about God. At verse 5, and then ensuing verses, ay tungkol po sa command ng Panginoon. Jesus said, "It is the first of the commandments," sapagkat ito po ang pinakamahalaga sa lahat ng commands. Ito ay una, sapagkat ito ay pinakamahalaga. And it lines up with the first commandment in the Ten Commandments. Ito po yung moral law na binigay kay Moses, the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20 and verse 1. "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me." Now, yun po ay magkaugnay, yun po ay magkatapat. The first and great commandment has something to do about our loving God, our honoring God, our revering God, our pledging our loyalty and allegiance to God. Because God is the most excellent and all-glorious of all beings. He is to be loved supremely. And if he is loved aright, kung tama yung ating pagmamahal sa Panginoon, then all our affections will be directed toward all created objects in the right manner. Pagka ang Panginoon po ang siyang inuna natin at tama ang ating relasyon sa Kanya, yung affection po natin sa anumang bagay dito sa mundo, tao o mga bagay dito sa mundo, ay magiging tama rin. Sapagkat narito po ang susi. Here is the foundation and here is the key, you know, to all types of relationships and affections that we might have in this life. Firstly, nais ko pong sabihin that God is the beginning of everything. Something that we all know. Sa bagay na alam po natin, If you're a believer in God, then you know this by now. But in the beginning, let me just say in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that he's stating the fact that everything begins with God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. And if you've been a Bible student, alam ko na-explain na sa atin ito, na mayroong gap theory between Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and verse 2. That in the beginning, God. Ito po yung eternity past. Ano po? And then there's the big gap, and then verse 2 comes in. And the earth was without form, and it was void. And in the creation account, there were 8 then God saids. Merong 8 sinabi na, then God said. Then God said. Everything that we see today began with the Lord. And so, we need this fundamental truth in our mind. You know, talagang nakabaon, naka-stick sa ating mind. Man simply received a command from God in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God has a grand design. God has a purpose. God has a reason for His creation, including man. And man was the center of His creation, the focal point of His creation. Tayo po ang naging sentro ng paglalang ng Diyos. Ginawa niya muna ang lahat, at nang ready na ang lahat, at nandun na tayo, at masusustain na tayo, inilagay niya po tayo doon sa gitna ng kanyang creation. It is only when we live according to this design that we can enjoy life as God purposed it to be. Kung tanging sa pagkaunawa lamang ng bagay na ito, na tayo mabubuhay na mayroong enjoyment po sa buhay na ito. We will live in contentment. Magkakaroon tayo ng kakontentuhan. And every day of our life, we need to resist the temptation being bombarded to us by commercials and advertisements, you know, that we are lacking in life because we lack the things or the stuff in the world. Hindi masaya ang buhay natin dahil wala tayong iPhone. And that is a lie. Amen ba? Some of us might have a need of an iPhone, pero hindi totoo na kung wala tayong iPhone ay hindi na tayo sasaya. Amen ba? Hindi kayo kumbinsido masyado doon. Ibig sabihin, masyado na tayo naging worldly. You know, we have been so programmed, you know, na kailangan natin yung mga bagay na ito, di po ba? Samantala noong araw, no? Ngayon, pag ang mag-nobyo ay magkikita, kita-kits tayo sa McDo, sabi natin gano'n. Noong araw, pag susundin ko si Sister Linda, I have to ring the phone. Kring, 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 kring. Ang sasagot nanay ni Abby, Sister Leonie. Cap, good afternoon. 815-8687, something like that. Nakabisado ko, paano? Pag lalabas ako ng office, susundin ko Sister Linda. Eh ngayon, pwede lang hindi na tumawag sa phone. Di ba? Pwede pang Facebook to Facebook ang communication. Baba na ako. Something like that. Parang si Abby, lahat pinupost. Ay, nako. Ay, nako. Minsan lang po magbukas ang Facebook, nakikita ko lagi si Abby. Number 2, friend kami yan. God must be at the center of our life. Ang Diyos ang dapat nakasento sa ating buhay. Sento ng ating buhay. Siya ang simula ng lahat. Siya ang dapat na maging sento. And we're given an illustration of this in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 8. When they were already in the wilderness, having come out of Egypt, nandoon na po sila, masaya na po sila doon. Masaya, medyo may mga reklamo pa rin. Pero wala na sila sa house of bondage, nakarating po sila doon sa ilang, at sabi ng God sa kanila, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Sabi niya kay Moses, gawa nila ako ng santuario, ng tabernakulo, at ako'y mananahan sa gitna nila. Now, in Sinai, Israel became a kingdom nation of God. Doon po sila nagkaroon, naging nation ng Lord. Yun yung kanilang birthday. On the 50th day, you know, on Mount Sinai, the law was given, and that was their birthday. And the law, in a sense, parang sabihin natin, Independence Day. Although lumabas po sila doon sa 50 days ago, lumabas na sila sa Egypt, pero ito po yung kanilang inauguration. as a nation. They became a kingdom nation of God. And the law of Moses became their constitution, beginning with the Ten Commandments. It was here at Mount Sinai that God commanded Moses to build him a tabernacle. And for the 40 years of their life, that will be, you know, like a kilometer zero for them. That everything, in every position of the tribes, will be reckoned according to where the tabernacle of Moses would be. For what purpose? And sabi ng God, that I may dwell among them. Ito po ay nakasentro sa kanilang buhay. The Levites and the priests, were camped around the tabernacle. Sila ang Levita at mga saserdote, sila po ay nakakamp doon. And there is only one way where people can come in, and that is the eastern side of the tabernacle. Pag ikay napunta sa west, north, or south, papatayin ka po ng mga Levita. Naroon yung mga Kohathites, Merarites, at saka yung Gershonites. Okay, when Israel is on the move, the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence would be in the middle of the march. And that to me speaks na ang sentro ng ating buhay ay dapat ang Diyos. Hindi ang ating trabaho. Although, of course, demanding ang trabaho natin kung minsan. For this reason, I counsel the young people and every one of us na kung tayo pipili ng trabaho, pumili tayo ng trabaho na hindi maapektuhan yung ating paglilingkod sa Panginoon. As long as possible. As long as possible. Pumili tayo ng mga trabaho na kung saan hindi maapektuhan yung ating paglilingkod sa Panginoon. I know it is easier said than done. Pag tayo ay maraming pangailangan sa buhay. At kuminsan kaya tayo maraming pangailangan sa buhay, yun nga po ang nangyayari sa atin na po program tayo, kailangan natin ito, kailangan natin yan. We need to define for ourselves what is essential from what is not essential. Ano ba talaga yung kailangan, ano yung hindi kailangan. Para na sa ganun, pag tayo nagtatrabaho, we are not just, you know, living for the world, kundi tayo nabubuhay para sa ating Panginoon. Thirdly, okay, bago ko lumipat doon, we see here, you know, in this very organized format nila sa wilderness, nakikita ko po rito that God is a God of organization. God orders and God organizes that our lives should not be lived in, you know, in quandary, in shambles. Yung parang magulo ang buhay po natin. We are to be an orderly people. And you know what? Even when Israel came out of Egypt, nung sila nagmarcha na, they were not, you know, to each his own. Hindi sila parang naglalakad lang po sila. No, they have to be marching with their tribes and they have to be in close ranks together. At yun po ay nagpapakita sa atin ng kaayusan sa ating buhay. Whether you are a young person, a young mother, an adult, kailangan po natin ng order sa ating buhay. God is a God of order. Pwede natin i-spiritualize masyado yung ating pagiging charismatic at sabihin natin, well, I'm led by the Spirit. Maraming led by the Spirit na hindi po nagtitiklop ng kanilang higaan sa umaga. You know, just, I'm led by the Spirit. They don't make their beds. Kung kayo ay nasa Bible school, pag kayo po ay nasa ZMI, may nag-i-inspect. Abi, na-penalize ka na ba ron? Hindi pa. May nag-i-inspection. When you are in the academy, Philippine Military Academy or any military school, you will be inspected. You know, na ayos yung mga gamit mo. Sabay, hindi natin ginagawa yan. No, minsan, hindi pinapansin yung tinig ni ama, yung tinig ni ina. Baliwala sa mga bata. Kasi spoiled sila. But we are to be a people of order. Yung ating pong buhay, nakaayos. No, at as much as possible, ay ma-break po sa atin yung habit na latecomer. Hello? No, in school, in office. Because God is the God of order. That's part of the glory of God in our life. It gives Him no glory when our life does not reflect His leadership by His Spirit and His organization by the same Spirit. Kailangan po natin yung leading of God, kailangan din natin yung order ng God. Hindi po sila intention against each other. Sila po ay magkasama. Our work, ministry, and personal life, rest and recreation must bring honor to Him. Point number three, the love for God must be the motive of all that we decide to become and accomplish. And, you know, very recently, this was brought home to me. The way that we encourage people to give. Ito po ay parang lalong nilinaw sa akin ng Panginoon. And I've been a part, you know, ng ganitong approach sa ministry na, you know, we encourage you to give. If you want to be blessed, you give. And that is true. But there is a nobler and a higher reason why we should give. And that's because we love God. Dahil iniibig natin ang Diyos. Una sa lahat, kaya tayo nagbibigay sa Panginoon sapagkat iniibig natin ang Diyos. I give to the church because God wants me to give to the church because I love God and I want to fulfill my love for Him by doing this. Kalawa lamang yung nakukuha natin na tayo mabibless pag tayo ay nagbigay. And I tell you that's true too. Totoo din po yon. Sa talagang pag tayo ay nagbigay. But I'd like to graduate from that kind, you know, of giving. Na ako'y nagbibigay dahil gusto ko mabless. I want to give because I love God. Nais kong magbigay sapagkat minamahal at iniibig ko ang Panginoon. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. All that we are today and to become tomorrow must be motivated by our love for God. Why do we want to become a successful person? Is it to glorify and honor the Lord in our life? O ano man ang ating intention na iba? All that we desire to accomplish and achieve must be motivated by our love for Him. Pag-ibig sa Diyos. This is what it means to love God above all. Para sa akin po. He is the reason why we are here. We are created by Him. Tayo nilalang ng Diyos. He is the reason who we are today. Tayo ay mga anak na ng Diyos. Di lang niya tayo nilalang, ni-redeem pa niya tayo. Not only was I created by God, He also redeemed me. Now I am a child of the King and you are too. He is the reason who we are today and He will be the reason what shall become of us. And that is conformed to the image of Christ. Pag tayo po ay makadating doon, pag na-heed natin yung sinabi ng Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, let us go on to perfection if God permits. If we qualify to go there, depending on our response to God's dealings in our life. So Romans 11 and 36, sabi po, for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Of Him, He is the creator of all, the origin of everything. Through Him, by His own power and ability, without the aid of help from any outside entity, nobody helped God when He created the heavens and the earth. Do you know what? It takes more faith to believe the Big Bang Theory than to believe the statement, God created everything. It takes more faith to believe what science teaches today as truth and yet not really true. It takes more faith. Kung halimbawa kakalasing ko itong relo na ito, halimbawa lang, at ilalagay ko sa supot, how long will it take me to shake it, you know, violently? How long will it take me? Will it take me 1,000 years? Will it take me 100,000 years? 1 billion years? And finally, it comes out as a watch. How many years do you think it will take me? Even forever. What make this watch a watch? But that is what science wants us to believe. Yun ang gusto na paniwalaan natin ng mga ateista na tayo nagsimula sa boom! Now, explosion does not create. Explosion destroys. Tandaan po natin yon. Hindi nagkikreate ang explosion, ang pagsabog. Ang pagsabog nagdi-destroy. And therefore, I'd rather believe the words in the Bible that says, God said, let there be light. And there was light. I'd rather believe that. That's easier to do than to believe that we came from the monkeys. Everything originated with God. Of Him, through Him, to Him. He is the reason or end for which all things were made. Siya ang object. To Him. Sa Kanya. Papunta ang lahat ng bagay. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. It began with me, it ends with me. But the good thing about God is He is eternal. Tayo lang po ang merong oras. With God, there's no such thing as time. Wala pong kahapon, walang bukas sa Diyos. It's always present. It's always today with God. Now, why do we have that word kung wala? Well, God communicates to us in a way that we will understand. Nagko-communicate siya sa atin sa paraang maunawaan natin. But with Him, it always is. 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 It's always I am. He was not I was. I am. And He stays that way for all eternity. To whom be glory forever. Praise and honor be to Him. Onward to eternity. Onward to eternity. Love God with all your heart. To love God with all our heart is to love Him with all our powers. Ang pag-ibig sa Diyos ay higit sa lahat ay ang pag-ibig sa buo nating kalakasan. It means to love Him supremely more than all beings and things. Mahal natin ang Diyos ng higit sa anumang bagay na ino-offer ng sanlibutan ito. It means to fix our affection supremely on Him more strongly than anything else. Talaga pong matindi ang ating pagka-fix sa Kanya. It means to be willing to give up all that we hold dear at this command. At dito tayo talo ng mga militant Islamists. Dito tayo dinadaig ng mga militant Islamists ng ISIS. Sila meron silang eternal vision. Maraming Kristiyano walang eternal vision. They are willing to die for their cause because they believe that in eternity they will receive an eternal reward. Many Christians today live for the present time, for the now, for the gadgets, for the technology, you know, for the enjoyment of life. And in this church, we've been teaching about eternal vision. These people, we know them. We can call them fanatics. And of course, they are very much wrong. No? They are very much wrong. But one thing they have eternal vision. They do not live for today. They live for eternity. If we can only take the positive concept of that, I believe that we can do more also for God. Na hindi po natin mamahalin ang ating buhay, yung ating bahay. Hindi tayo attached sa mga bagay ng sanlibutan ito. God can use us more. That we are willing to dispense of our possessions and our wealth for the kingdom of God. Especially at this time. In the history of the earth, where we believe that Jesus is coming very soon, still a lot of Christians are holding on to their worldly possessions. Some others are giving their lives for the glory of God, endangering themselves. In Western Africa, the Christian missionary doctors who refuse to leave West Africa and have chosen to stay there because they are needed there. These are the heroes of the faith. Ito ang mga bayani ng ating pananampalataya. And so we need to have our eyes fixed towards eternity. Love God with all your soul. It means to be willing to give up the life to Him and devote it to all His service. If you happen to have the most beautiful house on earth, what is a house anyway in the light of eternity? Ano yung pinakamagandang bahay kung titingnan natin ang eternity? Wala po ito. It becomes a color gray compares to what we have in eternity. The mansion that Jesus is building for us in eternity cannot be compared, you know, to the most beautiful house one can live here on earth. to love God with all your soul, to live to Him, and to be willing to die at His command. Love God with all your mind. It means to be willing to submit the intellect to His will. Sabi po ni Mark, to your strength, meron pong konting pagkakaiba. Pero dito sa Matthew, sabi niya, with your mind, your intellect, the abilities that God gave you. Saan natin ginagamit sa katalinuhan na ibinigay sa atin ng ating Panginoong Diyos. It means to give His word preeminence in all decisions, you know, of our own minds. Ano po yung nag-determine ng ating mga decision sa buhay? Is it logic or is it the Word of God? Does logic lead you or the Word of God lead you? It means to devote to Him all our intellectual attainments. Anuman ang ating pong na-attain sa buhay na ito, education or anything, invention or creativity in business, lahat po ng ito ay offer natin sa Panginoon. When we put God first in our life, Romans 8:28 becomes even more meaningful and easier to grasp. And we know that all things work together for those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Pag naunawaan natin na ang pag-ibig natin sa Diyos, buong puso, buong isip, buong kalakasan na binibigay natin sa Panginoon, buong kaluluwa. And then Jesus said, the second is like it. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. When you really study the question of the lawyer, pagka pinag-aralan natin yung tanong ng iskriba, hindi niya na po tinanong ito. Hindi na bahagi ng tanong ng iskriba ito. Baka sapagkat interesado lang siya. Which is the greatest commandment? What is the first and great commandment? But Jesus added this. Jesus said, it is like the first in its importance. As we relate to God, the first command is love God above all. As we relate to man, a similar command is given to us. You are to love your neighbor as yourself. The second great command is like the first in its importance as regards our fellow men. And John the Apostle poses this question in 1 John 4:20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And so we can shout all we want, I love you, Lord, and sing the song, I love you, Lord, with all our heart, with our soul, and with all our mind. But if we do not know how to love our fellow man, especially the household of faith, it means nothing to God. It means nothing to God. Because God gave us to each other. Binigay tayo ng Panginoon sa isa't isa para ipakita natin ang pag-ibig natin sa Diyos. And without us, there is no expression, you know, that we can give about God. About God's love. Madali pong sabihin, I love you, Lord. You know, the simplest and easiest way to express our love for God is worship. That is the easiest way. Yung itaas natin ang ating kamay. Yung tayo ay magpuri sa Panginoon. At ay sumigaw na, hallelujah! At tumawit. That is the easiest way that we can express our love for God. But another way is service. Yung tayo ay maglingkod sa ating kapwa. Pinapakita natin, iniibig natin ang Diyos. Another way is when we obey His commands. You know, you show that you love me if you obey my commandments. Kung sinusunod natin ang utos ng Panginoon. And finally, the greatest form or way we can love the Lord is when we are willing to lay down our life for Him. When one dies as a martyr, pag ang isang tao ay nabubuhay, nagbibigay ng buhay bilang isang martyr, that is the greatest expression of our love for God. Any volunteer Walang volunteer po diyan. Si Lord ang tumatawag diyan. Si Lord ang tumatawag. And my understanding from Scripture, Revelation 12 and verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Na magiging isa sa mga magiging characteristics, you know, ng last day Christians or believers is that many will give their lives because of their faith. Marami ang magbibigay ng kanilang buhay dahil sa kanilang pananampalataya. And we will see it in our generation, in the last generation, people will give their life out of their love for God. You know, to me, as if God gave us a distinguishing mark for those who have the love of God, the love for God in their love, in their lives, by showing their love to others. Kung meron daw tayong pag-ibig sa Panginoon para tayo nilagyan ng Diyos ng marka, okay, kung tunay na ikaw may pag-ibig sa akin, iniibig mo ba ang iyong kapwa? Iniibig mo ba siya? Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, at another time, Jesus was asked, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Another lawyer came to Jesus. And Jesus responded to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And the story is in Luke chapter 10. With all your mind. Same answer to two different questions. One was, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus said this. And then Jesus said also, and he replied with the same answer, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Same answer. Love your neighbor as yourself also. He said, Luke 10 and 27. Luke 10 and 27. And he said, okay, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. But he willing to justify himself said this, and who is my neighbor? And here goes the story that Jesus came up with about the Good Samaritan. A man was walking along the road to Jericho, and thieves came upon him, you know, and hurt him, and took his possessions, and left him, you know, almost 50-50 sa kanyang buhay. At dumaan ang isang sacerdote, hindi siya pinansin, dumaan ang isang levita, hindi siya pinansin. People who are supposed to be doing, people who are perceived to be what we may call ano ba yung maawain? Merciful. You know, people who would be perceived as, should be perceived as merciful. And yet, it was a Samaritan. You know, who stopped by and tended to the wounded person and brought him to the inn and even gave instruction to the innkeeper, here are 2 denarii. You know, and please take care of this man. When I come back, if you spend more, I'll pay you later on. I'll reimburse you with your expenses. Jesus used this illustration to define for us who is our neighbor. And in my mind, in the widest application, a neighbor is a person who lives near or far, or friend or foe. Known or unknown to us. That is the widest application of a neighbor. Meaning to say, your neighbor is any person in the world that you are given the opportunity, you know, to do some kind of kindness or action if needed. In the strictest application, he is one who is living on either side of the fence. Kung kayo po ay narito, narito siya sa inyong kanan, narito siya sa inyong kapila. O kaya across the street. If you are living in a condominium, above you, your sides, and then below you, that's your neighbor. That's your neighbor. Now from the Ten Commandments, it says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Exodus 20 and verse 16. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So, what does this mean to us from the Ten Commandments? Ibig sabihin po nito, we should not injure our neighbor in person, property, or character. Di natin dapat saktan ang kanyang katawan, ang kanyang ari-arian, ang kanyang pagkatao. So we should treat his person, property, or character according to what is right. Na dapat natin gawan ng mabuti ang kanyang katawan, ang kanyang ari-arian, ang kanyang pagkatao. So we should not be selfish, but should seek to do him good. Hindi tayo magiging makasarili, kundi gawan siya ng mabuti. That we should do what is right regarding his interests as much as our own. Dapat gawin siya ng tama kung paanong gusto natin. Gawin ang sarili natin ng tama. That in order to benefit him, we should practice self-denial or do as we would wish him do to us. Practice the golden rule. Gawin natin sa iba yung nais natin gawin ng iba sa atin. And the question is this, are we a good neighbor? Tayo ba ay mabuting kapitbahay? Are we a good neighbor? Meron ba tayo magandang patutuo doon? In connection with loving God above all. Ito po'y konektado doon. We cannot separate the two. Jesus tied it together. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. With a question, what is the first and great commandment? And Jesus said, this is the first and great commandment. Love God above all. And the second is like it. He tied it up. He connected it. So we cannot separate the two. You cannot be worshiping here today and you are a bad neighbor to your community. You cannot do that. Because you say you love God. Dahil sabi natin, iniibig natin ang Diyos. If you do that, you are just being religious. We are just being religious. We are still in religion today. But no, we're not in religion. We are in relationship with Christ. We do not detach ourselves from the responsibility of loving others because we say we love God. And I know each and every one of us, lahat tayo po na narito ngayon, will sincerely desire to say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. We want to be found by God loving Him. Alam ko yun. Bawat isa sa atin. But we also need to take the responsibility along with the privilege of loving God. And that is, are we loving our neighbors? And who is our neighbor? My neighbor is a person far or near, friend or foe. My neighbor is literally those who lives around me. Philippians 2:1-4. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Are we looking for the interests of others? Kahapon po, nag-seminar tayo rito. You know, we offered this place as a venue for 80 individuals who were willing to become facilitators of the Filipinong Pamilya Pantawid program, the conditional cash transfer program of the government. It is a privilege given to us. We do not know up to when. Hindi natin alam kung paglipat ng administration sa 2016, magpapatuloy pa itong conditional cash transfer na ito. But today, and tomorrow, and the weeks that will come, and perhaps in the next 1.5 years, we have this program, and we need to take advantage of this. We need to take advantage of this. We need you. We're looking for people to evangelize. Well, the people had come into the fish pen. Ginawa na tayo ng government ng fish pen. Pumasok na sila doon sa fish pen. Bibingwitin na lang po natin sila mula doon sa fish pen. Are you a good neighbor? Do we care enough for the souls of men and women? Do we care enough? Si Joy, Abrenica, and others. Si Ma'am Let, next week siguro pag-pray natin dito. Si Sir Linda, for that matter too. And Brother Norm, all the missionaries. Heeding the call of God in their life. Left their home. Left the comfort of their homes. And would go to other lands just so to reach out souls. And they have the responsibility to respond to the call of God. We in the home front are being called by the Lord to take care of the souls here. You are not called to missions across the sea. Fine. Nobody's giving you the burden to do that. Because God has not called you. But God has called you to love your neighbor. God has called us to love this city. Not the material city, but the people who live in the city. And this is our golden opportunity, brothers and sisters. We just need to put our mind and our heart and soul to it. Jesus said, going back to Matthew 22 and verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Many of us love to memorize the Bible. And Jesus said, if you can do this, you have fulfilled the law and you have fulfilled the holy book, the Bible. Love God and love others. Love God above all. Love your neighbors yourself. Comprehend the substance of what Moses in the law and what the prophets have spoken. Ito po yung buod, sustansya, ng lahat ng sinabi ni Moses, yung five books of Moses, from Genesis to Deuteronomy, and then the prophets following that. Loving God first and loving man second, comprehend the whole of our faith in God. Loving God above all is coupled with a responsibility to love our fellow human beings the way God would love them. How do we treat other people? Paano tayo sa ibang tao sa lansangan? Pag tayo'y dumadaan sa kalsada. I am as much as guilty as anyone in the way that I treat other people. God's love is unconditional, pure, non-discriminating, all out, gracious, never expecting any return. It is unconditional love. Our love too must be unconditional. But who can do that? Sino ang pwedeng gumawa nun? I cannot do that by myself. But if I allow the Lord Jesus to do it through me, if you allow the Lord Jesus to do it through you, it can be done. When we make a choice and say, okay, Lord, I'd rather not get angry. I'd rather allow you to show your love to this person. As we allow the character of Christ to be formed in us, He will do it through us. It used to be, you know, that the glory of God is something mysterious for me. And I know that to many of us, what is the glory of God anyway? Is it seeing the cloud forming in our meetings? Partly, yes. You know, is it some like gold dust coming down? You know, is it people falling down to the floor because of the weight of God's presence and glory? Yes, that's part of it. But I've come to understand that the glory of God is the character of Christ developing in our life. And we have seen His glory, the Bible says. We have seen the glory of Christ. Christ was very natural. There was that halo in Christ. Wala pong halo na nakikita si Jesus. Jesus lived and talked and walked with men as He was. Very natural. And yet the Bible says, and we have seen the glory of God. Why the Bible say that? It's because the purity of God was in Him. The humility of God was in him. The love of God was oozing out in Christ. So yes, I believe in the manifestations of God's glory in different ways. But now I understand it is the character of Christ growing and growing and growing. It is the love of Christ invading my whole personality. It is the gentleness of Christ. It is the purity of Christ. It is the holiness of Christ. It is the fervor of Christ to win souls. This is the glory of God in us today. So don't wait for a halo or an angel to appear or gold dust to come down or gold teeth to come. No. But let us just allow the love of God to fully fill us. Love God above all. This transforms us. This transforms our community. How can we see people receive Christ? It is when they see how much we love Christ. Demonstrate the gospel and declare the gospel. You know, with four P's, I think that is the case. We need to demonstrate the gospel, and then as we earn the right to share with them the gospel, we declare the gospel to them. We declare the gospel to them. But first, we will have to demonstrate the gospel. And that principle holds true wherever you are. Whether you're in school, whether you are at work, people are watching you. The moment they know that you're a Christian, they will watch you. And that's why many Christians do not want to divulge they are Christians at work. They laugh with them in their green jokes. And they go out with them to questionable places so that, you know, they can conceal their Christianity. They do not want to be known as a Christian, because the moment they say they are Christians, then there will be watchful eyes on them. God have mercy. We are recipient of God's love. How can we return less to God? He saved us. He created us. And He saved us. And now He's preparing a place for us in eternity with eternal joy that cannot be measured in terms of tape measure, in terms of dimensions known to us on earth. No, He's waiting for us there. Love Him with all our heart. Yes, let's worship the Lord more and more. Express our love to God. Let's express our love for God that way. Let's express our love for God by loving each other, by loving the unbelievers. And one day, if God may call us to give our life for Him, that we can do better than the Islamists, than the jihadists, that we are not killing people and blowing ourselves up just to kill and maim and destroy other people's lives. But we're willing to lay down our lives because we love the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do we love God above all, above our personal interests and ambitions? Do we love God above all by willingly denying ourselves with comfort and convenience, just so we can extend His love to others? Do you get up at night when Jesus calls you to pray, when the Holy Spirit says, pray? Are you willing to pray and be inconvenienced? Do we love God above all by giving our wholehearted worship, our tithes and offerings included? Number four, do we love God above all that we are willing to obey Him, even if it means giving our very own life for His sake and the sake of His gospel? We see people wasting their life for nothing, and all that awaits them is the burning flames of hell. But we know that there awaits us greater glory and greater pleasure and joy. We have more reason to give our time, our body, our everything to God, even our possessions, because we know the word of God is true.